4HK. Over.
Patrick, KN4TFW.
Hope you had a good day.
Yeah, mine was good. How about yours and Elise's?
We had a good day. We're at home already. I'm heading over to my grandfather's to see what's going on with his van.
We made it to the house. It was a short day.
It can get shorter, and I added 2 stops today. No traffic.
It's a little bit late today, sure enough. I hadn't really noticed until you said.
On the road was light too, but I'm talking about traffic in the truck.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just school starting back and the shops are slow because of that.
I hope it ain't slowing down the whole economy for sure.
Not the automotive industry, the repair industry usually slows down around school time. People spending all their excess money on school supplies and clothes and not working on their vehicles.
I thought about it, but I guess if you're living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, that probably makes the most sense.
Dealt with it my whole career. It didn't affect me directly too much because most of what I worked on was businesses, being in the diesel field. But I watched the rest of the shop get slow certain times of the year, usually around summer break, right around the first of it, starting back to school, spring break, Christmas time, all your big holidays, that kind of thing.
Still go by that restaurant on Wednesday?
Plan right now.
Yeah, we might try to meet you over there about one, you know, but the earliest we could probably make it is about 5.
Usually don't finish up too early on Wednesday. Usually right around 4 or 4:30, so it wouldn't be that big a deal. And I'm usually right there at John's Auto here, so it's all right to hang out there for a little bit.
Yeah,
I say she rides with me for a while, so have to treat her something nice.
I think they got plenty of parking in the back.
It's low-hanging trees and power lines, too. That's the biggest thing getting around. People don't realize that trimming these trees is a killer.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way. They gave me a little bit bigger truck, and first thing it did, busted out the side window.
The stops I went to today, I had to refuse to back into the lot or even pull in because of too many trees. Couldn't get in there. I told him, I said, if you want me to come, I said, the trees have got to go. I said, I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that, but I'm not tearing my truck to come up in here either. The city of Greenville is one of the worst places to deal with. The trees there, I can't see to get back out in the road, and you can't get around them hardly without dragging them all the way down the side of the truck.
With a scratched up truck that really isn't good presentation, right? KN4TFW.
And it hurts the resale value and our renewals. We have appearance packages we have to meet. So that's one of the big ones right there. And, you know, painting that truck's not an easy thing, and revinyling it, and you're talking, you know, $10,000-$15,000 to do that.
Talking about maybe getting having a get together one Saturday up there at his house.
Good. I just have to figure out what Saturday it is. I got quite a few of them here coming up that are busy. Plan one up here at the property I bought up here. I didn't know if you guys wanted to drive up this far though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for it. It's pretty scenery up that way.
Try to do it this fall, that way the scenery's a little better. And I'm going to step out for just a minute, KO4HX, and I'll be right back.
And KN4TFW.
4HKX, I'm back in.
predicted Susan to call while you were gone, but she hadn't. Somebody must be running late today.
Hope that's all it is. They're still going to show up.
My old work texted me wanting to know if I wanted to come back.
I don't even want to guess at what you told them on that one.
You know, I told them I didn't mind helping them out or something if they needed some help, but I'm not interested in coming back.
You want to come back when they done you the way they did you? I mean, just laying you off like that.
Rear traffic's ever going to get any better than it is right now.
They're on Wade Hampton and 290 and all that. You're not going to get any better.
This little town, and then in 20 years, they just totally screwed it all up.
Feel about what they're doing to Bavard right now?
CEF, Mo.
What are you doing this afternoon, KN4 TFW?
Pretty good, about halfway home. Finally got brave enough to throw the antenna on top of the car.
That is a butt.
It really is. In the mornings, I really don't have to worry about it. It's dark, nobody can see anything. But yeah, during the day, you got all the everybody getting off work at the odd times. I'm always worried that it'll be one of the ones that might say something or, you know, somebody even higher up than that.
Kinetic one upside down in the interior.
One upside down. I tried putting it on a pie pan, you know, something that was magnetic. I mean, it works okay, but the car blocks so much signal.
Still using that little one mounts on the window?
Little MFJ. I mean, I guarantee the magnet on it's probably no bigger than about an inch in diameter. And I just plop it up there in the mornings whenever I'm driving. I just stick it out of the window and close the window over top of the coax. I'm sure it's going to mess it up at some point, but it works pretty well for now.
I'm pretty good right now.
Yep, really helps.
I am the GM. I know you told me, but I forgot already.
VTEC, you know, it's the same company that takes the, I guess, the Baofengs and makes them, you know, where they're compliant and everything else. I think it's the exact same company, but they have a little amp that'll do about 30 watts. Yeah, that. Ken, did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. I thought it was me down in a hole, and that it must have been Patrick.
But again, I said I may have to look into that, and the radio in there.
Not bad. I turn my radio down on low power, my little HT, and whenever I key up, talk, it cuts the amp on, and when I unkey, it cuts it off. There's a couple different ways you can do it. You can add a hand mic and all this other stuff, but I just try to keep it simple.
Drew, how was the Hamfest over in Waynesville?
Bad. I enjoyed going and seeing, you know, what they had. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, I really didn't expect to see as much as I did. And then there were a lot of radios that I'm looking at. I ain't got a clue. I mean, a lot of older ones, you know, I guess we restored radios would be pretty good. But, I mean, I was really, really had my mind. I wouldn't mind something like a Zygu or however you say it. I wouldn't mind getting one of those just for my little portable bag. But I didn't really see anything there. I only saw a couple straight keys and stuff for the Morse code. So, I don't know. I really didn't find a whole lot. But I did get a thing to put on my camper to hold the antenna mast. A little fiberglass pole I got. So I guess it worked out all right. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to Shelby.
You want to go to Shelby?
Nah, that's probably a negative.
Spot it is huge.
Talk about it a little bit. Maybe I won't get sick this time. But can you come show us around?
Your location or something or move or something. Something's totally changed with your radio.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not too far away from it.
Going through Hendersonville because you're kind of in and out now.
Ted, say 7-3. Y'all have a good afternoon.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
KO4CF.
Calling CQ on 14652. I'm going to jump over there for a minute and talk to them. I'll say 73. You have a good one. KN4TFW.
3, KO4CF.
2, RCL monitoring.